Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area,
the Andersonville area,
and West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 1092.
How about that shit?
How about that shit? Hey, I need to talk about something real quick. That's like on my nerves and I need some help with this. Like, I know there's like wars going on, all that stuff, right? I still need to know why Canadian bacon is called Canadian bacon when it's just round ham. Like, what is that?
I feel like I've Googled this before and I didn't get a satisfactory.
It's ham. That's cut in rounds, right? That's basically what it is.
It's like kind of. So from what I understand, Canadian bacon is kind of like British bacon, because British bacon is not our bacon.
It's weird. I don't understand it.
So like our bacon is just pork belly. Like essentially, like it's like, yeah, it's like thin slices, and they call it streaky bacon in England. And then, but
streaky, give me a piece of that streaky bacon.
Streaky bacon. Streaky bacon. But
hey, governor, give me some streaky bacon.
Make America great again. We don't want none of that what is it again? Streaky bacon.
Streaky bacon.
We don't need that European shit.
So, streaky bacon is ours. Their bacon looks like kind of like really thin pork chops.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's called like back bacon.
Is it salty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like these.
So Canadian bacon is essentially like that. It's more like ham. Like back bacon in England, like bacon in England is like ham. So that's why, because Canada used to be England. I mean, like we used to be, but look how that turned out.
But we're like, no, we're not calling that shit bacon. We're going to call it ham.
I am.
All right. Well, I'm glad that mystery is solved, because I was at breakfast this morning and I was like, I need to know the answer to this.
If only you had a device at your fingertips that you could have just looked it up.
I know, but my fingers were busy.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Holding a fork. Mm. Like, calm down.
Wrapped around something uncured.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we have to make this a quick show. I have some tours to give because now I'm a tour guide in Chicago.
My God, you're not a tour guide in Chicago. You're a tour guide for a bougie grocery
in store. In Chicago. It's not going to be.
Ain't got nothing to do with Chicago.
It's not bougie. It's going to be for regular everyday community members.
They have to pay a small fee to enter.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to be an owner to shop there. It's open to the public. So, I mean, yeah, we may be paying about $47 for a Cornish hen. It's fine.
Bougie.
God.
I told you, any place that's called shit like Wild Thyme is bougie.
And is it spelled?
What about
Thyme?
Well,
of course it is.
Oh, God. God, you might as well be a vegan and wear Birkenstocks everywhere.
Okay, that's not the name of our store. So it's the Wild Onion Market. Get it right. It was the Rogers Park Food Co-op, but people felt excluded.
Okay. Well, I'm tired of people. I'm tired of people having problems. I'm tired of
Dude,
people talking to me. I'm tired of everybody.
I don't know how you do it with your jobs. I would be all talked out. I don't even know how you're doing the show, honestly.
I yesterday it was just like I was at one of my jobs and I was like, I understand that we're supposed to make money and we have like a goal and like we're supposed to like, you know, keep our job secure. But I was like, if one more motherfucker comes in this place, and nobody was even rude, like everybody was fine. But I was like, I just cannot emotionally or physically handle the strain of having to be fake for one more second.
Or just answering the same question over and over.
I'm just tired.
I just, God, the pandemic was like the best.
Oh.
Made room for more people and just, we didn't have to talk to anybody.
Face to face. Yeah.
Right. Which is kind of good because no sicknesses. Like I've, oh God, you guys, I was so sick this
Oh,
week.
me too.
Ugh.
I wasn't like that fit, like I wasn't sick. Like I know you had poop things, which is way worse. I had strep this week.
Don't know. That's pretty bad though. That
I like
fucking hurts.
my I get strep, like strep loves my body. Strep and me is besties. So I know when I have it and I know like
I'm a
what's
stripper, baby.
Strep is like your best guy.
I don't know what it is, but like I do get strep very, very easily, and
You still have your tonsils?
yes, but that doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Hmm.
Yeah, Ricky.
Yeah,
I
but
like
don't like.
I have asked, and
Oh.
it's not gonna do anything.
Well, I heard to get those removed as an adult anyway is like fucking the worst.
Probably. I
Well,
don't.
yeah, they're part of your immune system. I mean, unless you really, really need to get them removed, they should stay in place.
Oh, Jerry's a doctor today. I see.
Jerry just had major medical surgery, so.
I did it hurt?
No.
Did you go to
Although,
Dr. Pimple Popper?
no, I wish because then I would have
Damn.
seen it. They put me under. Girl, I was under.
Oh.
I woke up and was like, was there a tube in my throat? And they were like, yeah, because I tasted plastic. Like I was full out. I didn't get to see anything. I don't even know what this is
Whoa.
yet.
How long did it take?
A couple hours.
Did it just like start protruding? Like you just felt
Yeah.
started feeling it?
Though, like I was like, what the fuck is that? And it was like it had popped up. And I was at the chiropractor and he was like, oh, you got a lipoma here. And I was like, yeah, I just noticed that the other day. And he was like, oh, if you want that removed, you better tell him that your neck is hurting or the insurance won't pay for it. And it just gradually it got bigger. And so I mentioned it to my primary care doctor a couple months ago. And I said, oh, it is kind of affecting my neck. Wink, wink. And he was like, yeah, he's like, why don't I send you for an ultrasound? And then he got the ultrasound back. He goes, that's got to come out. He's like, it's big. He's like, I want to biopsy it. I was like, okay. And they flew it all through. But yeah, I Friday I had it removed. And then so I can't do a lot of this, so that's why I'm wearing like a zip up. But the painkillers, they didn't even work on Friday. I think I had too much anesthesia in my body. But yesterday I was high to the bejesus all day. I was like, ooh, yuck, I don't like this. But
You're like, give me a bottle of wine.
I pooped this morning, but it was Metamucil after breakfast, two scoops at night, a big ballot bag of salad at the thing. I was like, I'm gonna conquer this. So I pooped like a champ twice already.
Well, congratulations. That's why I was late to the call because I'm still having some stomach issues happening, which I don't.
Ugh, pooping. I tell you what.
It's the worst, but everyone does it, right?
Yeah.
If you have a bidet, though, it makes it so much better.
I'm afraid to use those. I'm so afraid it's gonna like just start squirting
Oh,
everywhere.
you're a ridiculous white
they're
lady.
great.
And then also, how does it know exactly where to go? Because
You
like
could go
everybody's butthole is like kind of general, like where, you know, but like not
where
everyone's.
fishing.
What is it?
You go ahead, Adam.
So first of all, you can move yourself so that it's hitting the right place. So like turn it on, you'll be like, oh, that's my nuts. Then just like scoot a little bit. But also the nozzles move. Like a lot of them have like a button where you can adjust it on the side. And a lot of them have settings, because I think there's one that like you can set for like lady parts.
Yes, mine has a knob. It's cheap. It has a knob for front that sprays more toward the front and one in the back. And the way that my toilet is designed, though, the back just hits the seat, so I use the front setting, the front butt setting, and just kind of scoot if I'm too far forward or too far back.
The front butt.
Front butt.
Oh my God. So I feel like I've talked about it before. We bought one to like put on a toilet at our last place, and our toilet was too bougie and
Oh,
fancy.
I remember the rant.
Ugh.
You
That's
were
when I
furious.
had to. I was so pissed. And also, so the bolts on our old toilet were like rusted on and like we couldn't unscrew it. I've told this story before, right?
Yes. I
Okay.
think so.
Then never mind.
Well, there
Regardless.
might be new listeners.
But you didn't have did you get one for this new place?
No, we didn't get one for the new place because we just had the other one in a box and we gave it to somebody
Oh, okay.
else. And I wish we had kept it because now we have like a normal toilet. But we had some friends of ours that don't live in Chicago anymore that I don't think actually either of you would know. They had a bidet in their house and they referred to their house as an ABC house. Or no. ABR? They were like, this is an ABR house. Always be rimming because like their holes were always clean.
You're still wearing that earring.
I am.
God.
I've gotten several compliments.
Look like a fucking pirate.
I know.
I don't think I've told you guys this. The earring distracted me. We were talking about bidets. So during the pandemic, we were in toilet paper shortage. So my mom was like, I'm gonna solve this. She went and bought like a condiments bottle from like the dollar store and just filled it with water. And she uses it as her little bidet for her front part. And then she did just taps it with just a little bit of toilet paper. She's like, look, I solved this problem. I don't need so much toilet paper now.
I love the ingenuity.
That is Mexican ingenuity.
But I would die if, well, first of all, I would die if my mom told me that because she's dead. But but I would die, like I would be blushing if my mom would ever say anything like
Well,
that to
there's only
me.
one bathroom in the house at home, so if you look down and go, what's this like
Ketchup
condom
bottle?
bottle down there? Oh, and then she tells you what it is.
Oh my God. I love that though. I'm proud of her. You
Yeah,
go.
figured it out. She's gonna save money on toilet paper.
My preferred method of saving money on toilet paper is pooping at work.
Or just get in the shower after. I don't.
I don't like pooping at other places if I can help it.
Oh my God.
I
You are such
just
a white lady.
I don't enjoy it. It's not my
I
thing.
can poop anywhere.
I can't. I
Yeah.
just get disgusted when I hear, especially in the work bathrooms, it's like these guys are like, they sound like they're fucking having a baby. It's like, calm down. Like, why are you breathing like that?
You need to
Like,
send, well, I was going to say, you need to send an email to HR. You are HR. You need to put out something where it's like everybody needs fiber bars.
yeah.
Like just put them on everybody's desk.
Just put them in the stall. Like,
Yeah.
here, go ahead and have your fiber while you're taking your dump.
Yeah. Like maybe fiber one and at least a 16-ounce glass of water.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I can do it. It's just not my preferred way of pooping. Like, I don't even like pooping at other people's houses. Like, it's like,
I've pooped in porta potties.
Oh God, that would never fucking happen. I would rather shit outside than porta potties freak me out. I'll piss in them, but even when I'm pissing, I have like 1 foot at the door, just about to tap it open, because if I even feel like that thing is gonna tip, I'm out of there.
You're so sensitive.
Oh, I can't. That would put me in a mental hospital if that thing flipped over.
You're unpacking a lot here mentally for you.
Yeah, I can. Sorry, guys, but I can't do that.
No, they freak me out as well, and I tend to hold my breath in them. I don't know why I'm like afraid.
Me too, because it's fucking stinks.
It stinks, but it's also, I'm like, it smells like chemicals and poop, and I'm breathing it in. Ugh. But I will shit in a porta potty.
Oh God, no. It's making me nervous just thinking about it.
You have to sometimes. Like, what are you gonna do?
Have never pooped in a porta potty.
What if it's an emergency?
Then I'll try to find a restaurant instead or somewhere else, but I will not poop in a porta potty.
That's fair. I would probably try to. I think once I had to poop at Midsummerfest, and I, like, now I live close enough that I can just go home and poop. But I think maybe, or maybe it was some other festival where I was like, I'm going to poop right now. And then I just went in somewhere, and I'm not about buying something. Like, I'll go in and be like, I'll buy a shot, I'll buy a drink, I'll buy like a coffee. Or whatever.
If I can have a better pooping experience, I will pay for that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You put the right hashtags on this, we're going to get a whole set of
scat this people.
Yeah.
They're all jerking off as we're talking about.
Oh yeah.
Look, the amount.
I like that smell.
The amount that we have talked about poop sex on here, I mean, if they're not already listening, that's on them.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, speaking of, this guy, I saw a guy on an app that was like, who here is into like natural fucking? And I was like, I'm going to read on. Okay. Cause I don't know. Really. And he was just like, basically like, no, like, he's not looking for it to be like sloppy jalopy. He's just like, I don't want to have to worry about cleaning out. It's just going to happen if it happens. I don't, you know, I don't think all of this preparation is necessary. And like, I am not like, that's not something I'm interested in, but I can understand it. I feel like,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, as somebody who has topped and experienced a situation, I try not to be, we've talked about like not shaming people,
right?
A little bit of, you know, if you're gonna, what do they say, if you're gonna drive on the Hershey Highway, expect a little chocolate,
right?
So
well, I was talking to some elder other elder gay, and we were talking about how nobody told us that we needed to clean before, unless you knew some older people that said, hey, by the way, you should do this. So I think it's more of you're prepping because the person shames you for, you know, having an accident. So that's why if there's been an accident where I've topped, I've tried not to shame them, even though it looks like a murder scene only with poop. You know, I tried not to shame that guy. I just threw away the pillow and the sheet that, you know, he massacred.
I agree with that. Sometimes it's been, and I've told some stories on here where it's been like excessive, but I'm always like, look, I'm not going to tap back in, but.
Oh, I'm a finish.
No. Sometimes, like, it depends. If I don't notice until after, then it's a different story. But like, I told that one story once when I pulled out and it was like watching a horse in a parade.
God. Like,
and that was like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to have a shower and this is gonna have to wrap itself up here.
Like a horse at a parade.
Oh God.
I mean, that's embarrassing, but you should.
Yeah.
somebody for that.
No, I was like, it happens. Like it, I'm not shaming, but also I think you as the bottom, you have to be like, all right, like I understand if you don't want to finish.
Right. I mean, the only time you should really like insist that you're clean is if you're going to like a group session. You know, you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of all the people.
I saw somebody tweet that since the Taco Bell is open over in Andersonville now, that tops are fucked for like 2 or 3 weeks because all the bottoms are like just going to town Taco Bell.
I don't think it's open yet.
Oh, it is. People have been tweeting the pictures. Like people are inside.
Are people inside? Because all the
Yeah.
signs were up. It wasn't open yesterday.
It was open. I'll have to check the day. They had it because people were going in because they were mad because they don't have their alcohol license yet.
I'm just
Can you
wondering
get
if they could,
alcohol at
like,
Taco Bell?
yeah, it's
Yeah, the
called
Cantina.
Cantina. I'm wondering if they like maybe had a soft open for a couple of hours. Cause I, it wasn't open when I went to the gym on Wednesday. And I've been walking Badger down Clark in the mornings past it. And I saw the sign.
Just say you're stalking it.
I am a little bit. I would be lying if I didn't have pictures of like the construction progress on my phone, like over the past couple of months. But no, it had like a big sign like open for breakfast until 11, but it wasn't open. So,
Has Badger ever had Taco Bell?
ooh, no. He likes a tortilla chip, but he can't have Taco Bell. He's like,
Yeah, I wouldn't feed my dogs Taco Bell either.
no. Now, Badger could probably handle a little bit better than Macduff could have. Macduff's poops were always a little weird. I always had to tell him, I was like, no, but nobody, you can't have that. You have weird poops.
And he's like, just, he's like, take me to a porta potty. I'll show you weird poops. I'm trying to see when these people were tweeting about Taco Bell.
I mean, like, it looks like it should be open. All of the shit is up, and
Yeah,
it.
look, they tweeted it, like Taco Bell tweeted
Okay, when?
it. This was oh, 3 days ago. So it may have not been open when you were walking past on Wednesday.
Well, now you gotta go look.
I gotta work.
Ah, oh, fuck that job.
Fuck that job. You gotta get to Taco Bell.
Damn
And
right.
while
Back
you're
in
at it, can you put a complaint into the manager about how they need to bring back the Mexibel?
They're not going to bring that back.
It's the best thing that they've ever had, except for the bacon cheeseburger ranch burrito that they had
Oh my
back in like 1994.
I find that disgusting, but it was delicious. It was delicious. Like
It was so good.
in concept, it is foul because it doesn't, it tastes like Bacos. Like it doesn't really taste like bacon, but it tastes like it's good.
But it was so good.
It was good. It was good.
It was amazing.
I'm on board with that. Yes.
But
No,
just bring
I'm
back the Mexi Melt. They're not hard to make. You already have all the shit there to make it. Just
go
bring it
back to the
back.
old prices. Remember when Taco Bell?
Oh, God. 69, 79, 99, or 89. I guess it went up 10, right?
My old roommate Morgan said that when he got to college, he went with some friend to Taco Bell, and his friend was like, got a large drink. He was like, a large? What are you, rich? He's like, what kind of drink? He goes, get a small and just keep going back. It's true. Oh my God. It reminds me of that Quintus skit, the girl who's never been on a nice date.
Yes.
She's like a large at the movies. He got money.
I didn't realize that was her for like, I don't know, like three episodes
Oh,
of
really?
Abbott. I didn't make the connection. And I was like, oh, she's been funny forever.
Wait, what is this? What is the show?
Abbott Elementary.
Elementary. Oh, I saw a clip from that on YouTube. It looks funny. It's kind of like Parks and Recreation, but in a school, right?
Kind of.
Is it same kind of filming style?
Yeah. Three seasons behind, but yeah.
I don't do sitcoms a whole lot. And I have to be like convinced to get into it. Hence, I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, what, like 8 years after it was canceled at this point. Because so many people are like, oh my God, you're going to love it. And I was like, I don't like, what's his nuts? What's his name? Andy Samberg, yes. Don't generally like him in things, but I really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's hilarious.
Like 16 years after it premiered, I'm 2 thumbs up.
Just like you're watching Columbo.
I fucking love Columbo. I was just watching Columbo before. Actually, Columbo is paused right now. It's another Jack Cassidy episode. Nobody who listens to this, I don't know, old people do listen to this. So people are going to know who Jack Cassidy is, I guess.
Is that David Cassidy's dad?
Yes.
Shut up. I guessed it. I didn't even know. I just guessed it. But I'm also surprised that I know who that is. Also the singer.
Jack Cassidy was openly bi, and Shirley Jones like talks about it all the time. Yeah. Like kind of openly bi for like back then. And Jerry said allegedly he had a big old dick.
Yep.
Why is it allegedly?
Well, because we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And he burned up in a fire.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why you can't sleep and smoke.
Was he smoking?
Yeah.
I think he was drunk too.
I think he was drunk. Because Shirley just went to visit him, I think.
Oh, he was born on my birthday.
Hmm.
See, he was a tramp too.
A barefoot tramp.
Barefoot tramp.
That's the name of my cooking show. Barefoot tramp. The Barefoot Tramp.
Oh my God.
Tonight we're going to have Snake.
Tonight we're going to have a meal called Uncle's Weenie.
No, real Snake. And then we just pass out.
Oh God. All right. So what else do we have to talk about? We kind of missed what it's been like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to leave for 2 weeks. So sorry, guys.
Where are you going?
Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah. I'm going to go see all my friends down there. I'm going to go to a bunch of theme parks and the beach, which I don't, why am I going to the beach? I don't do sun. So, but I'll go and take a nap in the shade. That's the best part about the beach.
Just go say you're going on a chorizo tour.
Well, we are going to the gay beach down there, so I guess it will be.
Are you allowed to be, are there nude beaches?
Where's the gay beach?
I think there is in Florida, but I don't think, and I think there is on the west coast of Florida, but I'm not for sure where it's at. We're going to Treasure Island Beach.
Oh, I love Treasure Island.
That's a porn company.
It is.
It's probably based from there too, probably, but Treasure Island,
that's where I was at that wedding like 2-3 years ago.
Where's Treasure Island?
St. Pete Clearwater.
Yeah. Oh.
Beautiful, filled with white trash, which is Florida's like, that should be the state motto. Beautiful, filled with white trash.
Correct.
Where do you fly into?
Tampa.
Yes. All I think about with Tampa is just, I don't know why I associate it with strippers.
Well, because there's a lot of strippers there.
Is that? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Every time.
Especially like in Ybor City, there's strip clubs there.
I went out in Ybor City. That's where, like, before Brad and Waylon's wedding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We went out with George's one coworker and her roommate, which I think that was a little donut bumping situation.
It's fine. We all like a little donut every now and then.
I'm fine with it. But no, and we went out in Ybor City and it was wild.
Is there are, is it strip places that says like 50 beautiful women and one ugly one? There used to be
Hey,
a
the ugly one probably makes the most money, though.
exactly. There used to be a place up in Chino, California. It was like, 99 gorgeous strippers and one ugly one. And everybody go, I want to see the ugly one. And I think they like charge double.
Smart.
And the girl's probably not even ugly, honestly.
Well, I mean,
She probably has brown hair instead of blonde, and that's why she's considered ugly.
they're probably all rode hard and put away wet.
You don't really need to be beautiful to be a stripper. You can be a butterface.
That's true. You can always wear a mask.
Yeah, people ain't looking at your face.
You still have stretch marks on your titties, and they're still gonna give you money.
Oh my God.
Oh, I feel like,
Ridiculous.
oh, I'm tired. I don't want to go to work.
Girl, fuck that job.
No, I need money.
Money,
I need a fucking beard trim is what I need. That's what I'm looking at on this Zoom
That's
call.
not even the bushiest it's ever been.
No, my pandemic beard was like full
Horrible.
black beard, fucking
Oh,
pirate shit.
every day Jerry was like, get rid of it.
Shake that shit off.
Terrible. The only good thing about your beard being bushy is it covers up that hideous earring. It's not hideous. God, you look like Jane Child.
I wish I couldn't pull that off with the nose ring. I couldn't do it.
The
Yeah,
only thing that's
I don't
going
know if
to
I'm gonna.
be he's gonna crack up. Everybody else is gonna be like, "Who's Jane Child?"
Oh my God, Jane Child. I fucking love that song. I heard that whole album's pretty good, but I never listened to the whole album.
Used to be available everywhere for 50 cents.
Poor
Ricky's
Jane
like, I have
Child.
no idea who you're talking
I
about.
don't know. I ha Let me look that person up.
You'll know the song. But yeah, I don't know if it's gonna last very long. I'm writing it out until George gets home and he goes, no.
So this afternoon it's going.
Yeah, pretty much. All of the people who are like, oh my God, that looks really cute, like, are like, you're really pulling that off, have been like 22. So that's not really
And they're
selling.
all like, oh, look at Grandpa.
I know.
He's so adorable.
Oh my God. So you guys were, we, I meant to tell, I forgot to tell this story while we were talking about profiles. I told Adam already, but I haven't told Ricky. So the other day, I noticed on Scruff, this guy looked at me and I looked at his profile and I was like, it's all right. But I was like, 51. Now, this body is nice, but it's 61. Well, then he looked at me and then I went ahead and looked at it again and I just gave him a courtesy wolf, whatever, no big deal. They were like, you got a message from whatever his name was. I was like, oh, okay. So I went and clicked and all it said was, nah. I'm like, I started to go, it was just a wolf, dude. But I was like, I don't owe this guy anything. And it did make me laugh. But I was like, really? All I
Oh
said
my God.
was a wolf, nothing else, no interest, nothing. Nah.
I hate that shit.
People are brutal on those apps.
I've told you about the accidental rudeness that I did on Adam for Adam one time. So I was at lunch with a friend of mine in Oklahoma, and she went up and got to the bathroom. So I just got on Adam for Adam and looked real fast. And then we were talking for a while, and she got up again, and I looked, and I had this message from this guy, and it was like, hello. And she was coming back. I saw her, and I thought I wrote hi, sent it, and went away. So at the end, I looked. And I got this message from him, like, how dare you? I'm not a slut. And I was like, what is this guy just going off on me? And I was like,
Did it
what
say
the?
ho?
It ch autocorrect changed hi to no. No. Hello? No. And
What
I started to go and explain, and I was like, nah, fuck this.
if it's that guy that just said, nah?
No, this guy was a kid at a university. But I was like, oh, I feel horrible. Oh, well. But
That's funny.
really, I thought I typed back hi, but I guess I hit like NI, so it changed it to NO.
Oh
Hello.
my God. Did you message him back and be like, oh my God, I totally didn't mean that?
I just deleted it. I was like, I'll never see him again.
Aw.
Hello. No. It
Poor guy.
have been the love of your life.
No, he was like 22 and I was already in my 40s.
Oh, you never
In southeastern Oklahoma, no. Nah.
You could have lifted her up out of the poverty.
Oh my God, I've made her put shoes on her feet. My
I hate you. Fucking hate you.
Oh, Ricky, do you know who JoJo, how do you say her last name, Adam?
Siwa?
You know who that is?
Yeah, she's like a Disney person or a singer or something.
Well,
Or
anyway,
she's like YouTube famous or something like that.
like dressed up as like Gene Simmons or something, and they were like, JoJo, whatever her last name is, looks like a homeschooler that you just gave Mountain Dew to.
It's true though. I she used to
She's
have
like
like
moms.
bows.
Oh yeah, those big bows, giant ones.
Yeah. I always every time I heard about her, like somebody like talked about her and her YouTube channel and her bows or whatever, and they would have a picture of her. I'm like shocked that she's not bald because she had that hair pulled back all the way back.
And those giant bows. That's a big thing in Oklahoma. You see these little fat babies, and their bows are bigger than they are. And they're feeding them Coca-Cola in their bottle, and their bows are still bigger than them. Which
It's like
also,
Honey Boo Boo. Remember Honey Boo Boo used to drink Mountain Dew.
yes, her
It's
go-go.
her go-go juice. Yeah.
When I was actually waiting to go get surgery, there was this little Mexican boy who couldn't have been more than 10. And I had to listen to their translated call. The kid was getting his tonsils removed and he was already pre-diabetic. And the nurse was like, we're going to need to talk about diet and exercise when we're done with this because he is way too young to already be pre-diabetic. And so
Yeah.
the lady had to translate it for the parents. He was already having sleep apnea at like 10.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor little gordito.
Oh. Oh.
But I was like so sad. He was being brave though. He didn't wince like I did when I got the IV in the hand. Ugh, that's the worst part.
I don't know if I had an IV in my hand. I guess, do you always do it when you have surgery? Is it always in your hand?
The lady said they
Oh.
don't put it in the arm because if you move during surgery, it'll come out and then they have to redo it. So the hand is a little more secure. And plus, I was strapped like on the cross. I thought I was Jesus for a little bit. They like strapped my both arms down and my legs and then wrapped my body so I didn't move. And then they turned on a fan. I was like, ooh, that's kind of cold. They're like, oh, it'll get warm. Like they had like a little warm fan underneath the blankets. And then I don't know, like I said, they put a tube down my throat because I was like I said, I woke up tasting plastic. And then yesterday I was like, oh my God, am I getting sick? And I'm like, oh wait, no, I'm just sore from that tube that was shoved down my throat.
It's cold in those surgery rooms. Have you ever had a surgery, Adam?
Not in a very long time, but
Oh.
I had a couple when I was younger.
Yeah, that surgical room is fucking cold.
Yeah.
No
I mean,
way.
hospitals are generally cold. I had that testicular ultrasound not that long ago, and that was unpleasant for a number of reasons, but one of them was that it was really fucking cold.
Well, you know you're supposed to wear socks when you go in there, Ricky. You just can't be barefoot.
Oh,
Your
you
Circle K
know.
are going to keep you warm.
That layer of crust actually really insulates.
I mean, it protects you from all kinds of germs.
That's true. Gravel, it protects you from gravel.
Dirt don't hurt.
Right, so, all right. Oh,
Kill.
shit, we only have 3 minutes left. Well, I can go until like 10:50 because it's only like, or 10:55 because it's only like a 4 minute walk there.
Here's
So
where the vegetables will go. Here's where the fruit will go. Here's where our expensive meat will go. Welcome to the co-op.
I am excited because Ricky hates public speaking, and I feel like this is a really great opportunity for you, girl.
Oh my God, you might have to get so nervous you'll have to poop in a public bathroom.
They do have a really nice bathroom right now. It hasn't really been used, so I'd be okay shitting in
Oh
there.
my God, you're gonna blow that motherfucker up.
They're gonna be like, whoa, did you guys redo this bathroom? Because it looks like it, you know, it's been used a couple times. Let's talk about Cowboy Carter real quick. I like
Okay.
it. How do you guys feel about it? I kind of feel like it's not really considered a country album, like people were saying it was, or people feared that it might be.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I
it's a
think
mix.
overall, it sounds like a Beyoncé album. Like it fully is very like overall Beyoncé. Like Beyoncé's gonna Beyoncé all over whatever genre she's gonna try to sing. For better or worse. I liked it. There were some parts of it I got like it was like a little slow, or like it's not like I was like bored, but I was like, okay, like I get what you're saying. Like, let's do something else now. And that was mostly like the back half of the album, I feel like.
Okay.
I thought she really did her research to like all the people that she used that, you know, were like established like country artists and stuff that people didn't necessarily know about. But she really did research for her whole concept of the whole thing. And I appreciate that. I don't mind it. I've actually listened to it a couple times. I don't want to buy it, but I don't mind listening to it. And every once in a while, I'm like, oh, let's hear Texas Hold'em, or let's hear Yaya, or the daughter song I like too.
I actually haven't heard Yaya because I haven't had, I know, but I
It's
haven't had
so good.
I hadn't had time to like, I wanted to listen to the whole thing all in one go. And I didn't have time, and then I was off because I worked for fucking 2 weeks straight, had one day off, and by that time I had received my limited edition color vinyl Cowboy Carter album. And Yaya's not on the vinyl.
Ooh.
So, which I had heard a lot of good stuff about Yaya, and so I was like excited, and then I was like, what the fuck? It's not on here. So I have to like go stream it at some point, but I haven't been able to. Partially because the only place I listen to music now is at work, and as I understand it, I cannot listen to Yaya at work.
I at first I didn't pay attention, but Nancy Sinatra had done a tweet how honored she was that she had sampled "These Boots Are Made for Walking" on there. So I thought that was really sweet of her. Oh, did Adam freeze? I
Looks
think
like it.
so.
And that yeah, it has a couple samples in there. It has that, it has the Beach Boys, I believe, and Patsy Cline, maybe.
Be. Look, it froze him in the gayest way
I
possible.
know, so gay. I mean, truly understand why he's wearing the earring now.
Yes.
Faggot!
Saw him on the street right now looking like this.
<Baggy!
Yeah.
Oh, God. He just got really excited about Cowboy Carter.
I
Is he
know.
messaging us? What's going on
Not yet.
here?
Is he going to
His
try to lock
compute.
that in?
He
Oh.
said a power just went out.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, since we only have 4 minutes before you have to.
Yeah. We could talk about Cowboy Carter in about 4 weeks when it's old. No one knows what it is anymore.
Or we'll just do it without Michelle. Beyonce and Kelly will get to
Yeah.
do it without.
Yeah. Let's do it. So what are your top three songs from the album? What do you like?
Like I said, the ones that I kind of usually listen to are the Texas Hold'em, Yaya, and Daughter. I mean, I like the Jolene cover. I think her vibrato sounds a little weird on it, but I don't mind it. And I like Blackbird. I like the Blackbird cover too. And Paul McCartney tweeted about that he liked it a lot.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I like Yaya. And I like the Texas Hold'em, but the Pony Up remix. I love that version of Texas Hold'em. And then,
Fun album overall.
yeah, and I like what is it? Sweet Honey Buckin'.
Something like that.
I like that one too. But I think it's a cool album. I liked it. I wasn't disappointed, you
It
know.
makes me laugh though. Like, no one's ever told Beyonce, we need to talk about diction, because she always still says, with you. She's been saying
Right.
with you for years, and nobody's ever corrected her. And she's still.
Well, you know, it's,
She
you
said
know.
it in Dreamgirls, which was so inappropriate. Dina Jones would never say with you. She would say with you. And it only bugs me because in college, like, that was like one of the big things. Like, our theater teacher would be like, you said with you, at you. It's at you.
What you doing?
What you doing? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, wait, he's coming back.
It's a
Oh,
big.
Pussy Face is coming back.
Pussy Face is coming back.
Here he is. He's coming back. Thank
Hey,
goodness.
Pussy Face.
Pussy Face is back.
Hey, y'all.
Dude, it fucking froze and your face was so gay.
You were
It
like,
was like the best.
you were almost like, no. It was the funniest thing.
Oh, you should have taken a screenshot.
Oh, we should have. Damn it. We were busy talking about Cowboy Carter.
Always have to look
I
up how
know.
to do a screenshot on the computer because I can never remember.
All right, Grandpa. No,
You know how to do it on this computer?
yes, I do.
Wow.
I know how to do it on MacBook, but I'm not sure I know how to do it on a Windows computer. Oh, my TV just turned back on.
Plumbo.
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter. I like Alligator Tears a lot. That's one of my favorites. I'd have to look at it. Because I don't remember the names of everything. I like the daughter song as well. That Jerry said, but like those two are really close to each other. I think the daughter song's right before the Alligator Tears song,
Right.
like on like side one. So I was like really into it for like side one, side two, and then like towards the end, I was a little bit. There's another artist who appears on a couple of them, Shaboozey, and I don't love the tracks that Shaboozey is on. Or I feel like I.
Shaboozy sounds like a fancy word for shit. I'm gonna
So
go take a
there's
shaboozy.
Shadoozies.
Is it Shaboozey? Is that the name? Am I getting it right? Am I getting it wrong?
I'll look it up. Shadoozy is a Shadoozy. Shh.
Shaboozey. It is Shaboozey. I just pulled it up. It's Shaboozey does like
Oh, spaghetti.
country hip hop kind of stuff, and I was aware of Shaboozey before all of this, but I had like not been like super familiar.
But Ricky likes that Sweet Honey Buckin' song that he does.
I like that
Yeah,
song.
I like it, but like the thing, like my issue is I feel like it would be just as good if it was just Beyonce or better. I don't think Shaboozey adds anything necessarily, but I don't know. But I'm gonna have to listen to Yaya. But overall, I think it's good. I don't think it's a country album. I will agree with that. I feel like it's, but I also, so here's something I said to somebody, actually Isaac, I think Isaac and I were talking about Cowboy Carter, and he was saying it's not a country album, and I was like, yeah, but like Kacey Musgraves doesn't really do country albums anymore. Like, I'm like, people who think that's like this is a big country singer and they're doing a country album, I'm like, they can be a country singer who expands beyond that. Like, I mean, as loath as I am to say it, Taylor Swift, she still does some country stuff on some of her albums.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. What even is country anymore, you guys? Like,
It's being taken away by the white people.
wait.
They're taking our music.
Have you had did were you able to listen to Texas Hold'em Pony Up?
Yes, I do enjoy it.
I love that song. It just brings me back to like going to the club.
Yeah. It is very much, I'm like, oh, this is like the Destiny's Child version of Texas.
Oh, Rome. Yeah, it is. It is so good. I fucking love that song.
Yeah. I do like that quite a bit. I was going to say something else. I can't remember. Oh, we're supposed to listen to the Dylan Mulvaney song, right?
Yes.
No. I haven't had a chance. I honestly, right. like, I've completely forgotten. I'm sorry, Melinda. I've heard about the controversy. I've heard that it is a shitty song. It's not very good.
She needs details. Like, she wants to specifically hear what you guys have to say about it.
Not interested.
I am interested. You know I love talking about music and talking shit on people. So I will listen to it. I just keep forgetting and I haven't had a chance. If I haven't mentioned it, fucking 14 days straight of work. So,
ew.
The last day before my day off, I thought about, actually, I was working in the suburbs and I thought I was going to have to call somebody to come pick me up because I was so tired. I was like, I feel like I'm drunk.
Whoa.
I was like, I don't know if I should be driving home. But then I like rallied and I was fine. I hadn't had a drop of alcohol, but.
All right. I got to go. I got to go do some tours.
He's got to go preview some vegetables.
So thank you for listening, everyone. Episode 10. Did I say 1092? I think it's 1092.
Yeah.
I won't be here for 2 weeks. If you guys want to record, you can. I'll have my computer with me. I can post stuff if you want. But if not,
Kelly, Michelle will be on vacation.
Yeah. Nursing her ankle from twisting it at the beach.
Oh my God. Don't hurt yourself on this vacation. Don't fall down and stick.
Or have coffee spilled in my lap.
That too.
All right, you guys. So if you guys don't record, then we'll be back in like 2 or 3 weeks. So until then.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will Fullerton talk to you soon. Next.
Bye. Doors
open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.